Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm really glad to see all of you here tonight. For all our visitors, welcome. For our regulars, it's good to see you. Tonight, amid candlelight, we join with millions of other believers who are gathered in thoughtful and prayerful contemplation. Christmas Eve is a night filled with the lights of symbolic tradition for Christians celebrating Jesus' entrance into our world. At a certain point in his earthly ministry, as recorded in John chapter 8, Jesus spoke to all those listening to him and he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Tonight I'd like to take you back in time, just over 2,000 years into the hill country of ancient Israel surrounding the little town of Bethlehem in Judea, also known as the City of David. Bethlehem's wide open hills and grasslands were perfect land for grazing sheep, and shepherds tending flocks of sheep were taking shifts throughout the night to keep the sheep safe from predators and thieves. All was quiet and dark, and all there was the twinkling of stars overhead, but suddenly the sky was supernaturally illuminated with a bright light. The shepherds were startled to see the light was coming from an angel shining with brilliance in the visible light of the glory of the Most High God. What could this mean? The event for us is recorded in Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 9. "And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.'" Now, the shepherds, they must have been filled with an absolute awe as they witnessed this spectacle. The heralding of angelic messengers and the heavenly choir that sang the song concerning the coming of the long-awaited Messiah. He'd been born. And all this happened to fulfill the prophecy that God had given through the prophet Micah, who spoke of the people of who spoke to the people of Israel hundreds of years before in the book of Micah chapter 5, 2, saying this: "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days." So in this prophecy, predicting the coming of the Messiah through Micah, it was fulfilled that night in the fields of Bethlehem and in a manger, a feeding trough for an animal. But did you know the shepherds played an important role in this? Why did God herald his coming to shepherds ahead of others? Well, the reason's actually multifaceted. We often hear the reason because God doesn't care about riches, so he chose some of the most humble people in the land to witness the birth of the world Savior. This is certainly true. Jesus was sent into humble circumstances by God on purpose. His birth was announced to ordinary men of lowly social stature to send a message that although Jesus was the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, God wanted people of all social standing to be able to identify with the one who would save them. God is willing and able to extend His grace to anyone, even those who may feel marginalized or forgotten. Through the inclusion of shepherds, the birth of Jesus became a beacon of hope, accessible to every heart yearning for significance. But the reason, the biggest reason, why Jesus' birth was revealed to shepherds went beyond that. See, God's prophets predicted that the Messiah would be born from the house and lineage of King David. And in fact, Bethlehem was the hometown of King David before he was a king. Before David was a king, he was actually a shepherd who watched over his father's flocks in the same grassy hills surrounding Bethlehem as the shepherds who heard the good news of Jesus' birth. Folks, this is no coincidence. It was King David who wrote a famous psalm, maybe you've heard it, Psalm 23, where he states, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Can you hear the cry of David's heart to God? See, David understood the importance of the shepherd. He never forgot his roots when he became king. He used the leadership, care, protection, and guidance lessons he had learned as a shepherd and the incredibly tight bond between the shepherd and his flock to help him lead the people of Israel. He genuinely understood, as evidenced by the psalm, that his God was like a shepherd to him. I believe that the shepherds were chosen by God specifically to foreshadow Jesus' important role as the good shepherd who would care for all of God's children as His sheep. You see, past what Micah said about Bethlehem being the place where the Messiah would be born, past that, reading on in verses 3 to 4 in the same chapter, Micah 5, 3 to 4, Micah continues saying this: "Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she is who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of the brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth." Sin has corrupted this world and damaged it. We see the results of it everywhere we look. Its tentacles have touched all of us in significant ways. In many places in the Bible, God compares His children to being like sheep. And when you think of the significance of this fact, with so many parallels between people and sheep, with God being the shepherd. You see, sheep are not particularly intelligent animals. Sheep require a great deal of care and guidance. In ancient times, shepherds were often required to walk many miles to ensure their flock was guided to green pastures and places where they could drink water. Sheep tend to wander off by themselves and get lost, causing a shepherd to search far and wide to rescue one lost sheep. Of course, this brings to mind the parable that Jesus told in the New Testament in Luke 15, 4-6. I'm not going to read that, but Jesus goes out of his way to rescue the lost sheep. In addition, sheep tend to have a docile, group-dependent nature, making them easy targets for hungry animals like coyotes, wolves, dogs, lions, bears. List is probably further than that. And sometimes, like sheep, we honestly don't always see our need for a shepherd. A shepherd who will lead us. A shepherd who will protect us. We're so quick to get ourselves into trouble. In the spiritual realm, we're vulnerable to attack by our spiritual adversaries who, like wolves, always look for a way to sink their teeth into some tender lamb chops. See, the angels heralded the good news of Jesus to shepherds because Jesus is the shepherd of all shepherds. He was born into the world to help us, to save us from the particular peril that we would face if left alone in this world. Under his protection, there is rest for the weary heart. Are you weary tonight? The shepherd of your soul calls. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, Jesus brings peace through his presence amid life's storms. The good shepherd provides rest and nourishment, leading us to good pastures and still waters in our spirit. Are you anxious? Are you unsettled? Are you depressed? Are you dark inside? The good shepherd beckons you to lay your burdens down and come unto him. Jesus is a place of abundance and provision where we find spiritual sustenance which satisfies the deepest human needs. If we look to Jesus, our shepherd, he will lead us to peace and safety under his watchful care. He'll also protect us and will not abandon us to the ravages of our enemy. He'll protect us. He'll bandage our wounds and bring healing to broken hearts. If we are lonely or afraid, he comforts us in the security of his presence. My friend Jesus, my friends tonight, Jesus was given to us that first Christmas as God's greatest gift to lead and to care for us through life's journeys. I've got a question for you tonight. Have you yielded your spirit to him? Have you become a sheep of his flock? If you haven't, the invitation goes out to you this Christmas. Believe in Jesus as your good shepherd. If you ask him to save you and leave your old life of sin to follow him, you will become part of his flock. The gift of Christmas is that Jesus invites all to become part of his flock. He will lead his sheep to eternal life, into God's ultimate pasture. At the end of life here, for those who are part of his flock, there is peace, joy, and love in his presence under his care. And this is why the angels heralded to the shepherds on that first Christmas night, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amen.